Welcome back. Chicago is deep and rich in musical talent, and much of it will be on display this coming week for Chicago Cabaret Week, which is coming back. No matter what, go to chicagocabaret.org and you will find all manner of singers and performers at various venues throughout town. You could be out every night. I would recommend not to select just one, but I'm fascinated by the fact that Greta Pope will be performing at the Polo Inn, the place run by my dear friend Dave Sandberg. David, how are you? How did this happen? Dave?
Hi, Rick.
Hey, how did you're a singer of grand talent, I think, maybe under not quite appreciated on the level I would like, but you are at the Polo Inn hosting Greta Pope with two shows Friday as part of Cabaret Week. Have you been part of Cabaret Week before, Dave?
There's never been a Cabaret Week. This is the first time.
Oh, I think that place is so right for this, don't you?
Yeah, well, in around 2003, I tried to do a jazz promotion here and try to turn this into a club. And Celeste Busk from the Sun Times.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I know your
name from the past.
He said the room had some of the best acoustics in the city. So it is a great room for that. And if you remember from your experience here, it does. It's got great sound, and it's got a nice intimate feel. And
it has parking nearby, and it's in a very wonderful, quiet area of Bridgeport. There's so many things going for that place.
It's called free parking.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. No, you're right. A word not tossed around much in the city of Chicago. Free parking. Did it take Greta Pope, who I do not know, she is putting on a show called Greta Pope's Paris Noir, American Jazz in Paris. I have heard her sing, and everybody's going to hear her sing momentarily. Do you know her, Dave?
She's a knockout.
Yeah, she's a great singer. I think this could be, in many ways, I know there are a million things going on in Cabaret Week, and you're always a supporter of the arts in Chicago, no question about that.
We're the only Friday night featured event as part of the promotion, so as much as there's things going on throughout the week, we're the only Friday night show.
Well, and I think the nicest thing, you know, I have been a fan of the food at the Polo Inn for way more than it for 20, 30 years. And the first show at 6 o'clock is a dinner show, which I think is fantastic.
We're going to put out a little buffet and let people sort of come from work or come after a long day and just kind of hang out a little bit and get settled in, and then Greta will start singing around 7, so it should be a real nice event. And then she's going to do a late show at 9:30, so we're giving people some variety of time and price, and we're excited about it.
Terrific. I don't blame you, because this is not just a way for people to experience Greta Pope, one of Chicago's finest singers, but to experience the Polo Inn, which is one of not only one of the great restaurants in the Midwest, I think, and one
you're very kind.
No,
you're
I'm not kind. Kind. You know me. I love the Polo Inn, and I think
Let me tell you, since last July 3rd. TripAdvisor ranks us as number one restaurant. After every single 5,600 restaurants in Chicago, TripAdvisor continues to rank us as number one.
Wow.
So for whatever we're doing it right. And it's not just the food on the plate. It's the ambiance, and it's the staff, and it's the service, and it's the experience that people have here. And that's what makes a dining going out that much more special.
Well, and I also think, Dave Sandberg, that this is a great way for people to meet the Polo Inn during a 6 p.m. concert dinner. It's a dinner and a show, which is such a wonderfully old-fashioned but brilliant combination this Friday night. And it's all part of Cabaret Week and ChicagoCabaret.org. But this is really, I'm happy for you, Dave. I think this is a great thing.
I appreciate it, Rick. You know, our space is only limits everyone to about 80 seats. So it's not as though you're going to come to a venue like the Chicago Stadium.
Yeah.
This is a very intimate space. And it's an old theater, don't forget. So
right. It was an old Lithuanian movie theater, if memory serves.
That's right.
And it's also a beautiful space. And let's mention again that free, that's spelled F-R-E-E, parking, right parking, next door. Yeah. David, I think this could be the start. I think a lot of people are going to come there and say, wow, what a great space. This may lead to some interesting future events for you.
Thanks. We just had a tremendous Mother's Day.
Oh,
today.
That's right. Wow.
Served about 230 guests.
Oh, my God.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, God. I don't blame you. Thanks for coming on, Dave.
Thanks so much, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And
thanks for promoting Chicago and all that it does, including the Cabaret Week.
Love it.
It's done by the right, Burnell and Mark and Claudia Hamel. I mean, these are the people that have been behind the scenes for so long.
I know.
It's done right. In other words, it's done by the people who know what they're doing.
The people who know what they're doing and who care about it.
They have organized a great experience. So thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Okay, David, get some sleep. Go to ChicagoCabaret.org. And as I say goodbye, listen to a little of Greta Pope sing. This is all courtesy of Crystal Flores, the engineer for this show, who is turning me into a non-internet caveman. Thank you all for listening. See you next Sunday.